This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. By now, you've probably read some of the stories, the confirmed science showing that cell phone use causes brain tumors. It used to be a conspiracy theory, so to speak. Now it's just confirmed over and over again by mainstream science, and it's out there. This is now established fact. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to protect your brain from cell phone radiation, even if you're using a cell phone. And this is not about those, I don't know, what do you call them, the kind of cheap, kind of scammy, you know, anti-radiation devices that you put on cell phones, like stickers and things. That's nonsense. I'm going to give you a real way to reduce electromagnetic exposure. Okay, so you know, stay tuned here. But first, the problem with cell phone radiation is, of course, it's strong enough that it can alter the genetics of, or it can alter certain genes that are in your body. And this is because your phone is, of course, talking to a cell tower, which could be miles away. Now, I know that a lot of young people today think that cell phones are magic, and they don't understand that there's actually physics at work behind all of this. But cell phones, obviously, the only way they function is by talking to a cell tower, and they're broadcasting on the electromagnetic spectrum. They're broadcasting a signal. And because that signal is not what we call point-to-point, in other words, your phone doesn't always have to be pointing at a cell tower, does it? It's broadcasting in all directions, in a sphere, you might say. There's an electromagnetic sphere of radiation emanating from your cell phone, and also emanating from every cell phone tower, by the way. And when these two spheres intersect or overlap each other, that's when you have communication with a cell tower. That's how cell phones work. If you could imagine, if you could see electromagnetic radiation, imagine that it's a very dark night, and you are standing out in the middle of the countryside somewhere, and 3 miles away, someone has a flashlight, or let's say a lantern, you know, like a just a lighted lantern, and they hold up the lantern. You can see that several miles away because it's emanating light in all directions. That's kind of what your cell phone does. It's emanating electromagnetic radiation in all directions. It's kind of like a beacon of light, but not visible light. It's electromagnetic, communication with the cell towers. So when you hold a cell phone up to your head, you are blasting your head with radiation that is actually so strong that it's designed to reach out and touch a cell tower miles away. And that seems insane. Why would you hold a powerful broadcast signal right up next to your head? That's why your brain cells are getting fried, so to speak, by this electromagnetic power. And this is why it's now being associated with brain tumors. So what's the answer? It's very simple. You got to understand the inverse square rule. So if you double your distance from your cell phone, you will reduce your exposure down to just 25%. In other words, if you double the distance, your exposure goes down to 1/4. And that's the rule of square. If you triple your distance, your exposure goes down to 1/9. Make sense? If you quadruple your distance from your cell phone, your exposure level goes down to 1/16. This is the inverse square rule that's known by all physicists and, you know, people who study electromagnetic spectra and so on. So the simplest answer to this, if you want to use your cell phone but you don't want to give yourself brain cancer, is you get a Bluetooth headset, which I'll describe in a minute why that's safe. You get a Bluetooth headset, which is what I use, and you tie the Bluetooth to your phone, and then you put your phone 20 feet away or more. Usually when I'm talking on the phone, I will place my phone as far away from me physically as I can, because the Bluetooth headset can work 50 feet away, sometimes even 100 feet away. And Bluetooth is a fraction of the power of the electromagnetic frequencies being put out by cell phones, because Bluetooth is only trying to talk to your phone, let's say 50 feet away, not a cell tower 5 miles away. We're talking orders of magnitude lower levels of broadcast power from a Bluetooth device. And also, Bluetooth is it's a very weak signal by design. That's why it doesn't use much battery life on your mobile device. Bluetooth uses far less power than Wi-Fi, for example. Far less. I don't have the actual number of how much less, but it's a lot less. And Bluetooth, I think you can be exposed to Bluetooth all day, every day, and not have cancer tumors. Bluetooth is so weak, you're probably getting 10,000 times more power just by walking out in the sun. By the way, Bluetooth is not a health concern as far as I'm concerned. I cannot even imagine it being a health concern. Even when Wi-Fi is. Wi-Fi, a lot of people are sensitive to Wi-Fi. They can feel it because it's electropollution. But Bluetooth is totally different. Very, very safe. Super low level. I mean, you're getting more power than that just from radio waves, from, you know, FM radio towers broadcasting radio stations. Bluetooth is a fraction of that. Just riding in an airplane, you're going to get more ionizing radiation from the sun than you get from Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, for that matter, or even probably from a cell phone. You know, airline pilots get exposed to a tremendous amount of ionizing radiation over time because they're flying at high altitudes, and they actually get a lot of exposure. So Bluetooth is the way to do this. So you get yourself a Bluetooth headset, you pair that up with your mobile device, and then when you're on a call, you put that mobile device as far away from you as you can. What if you're in your car? You put your phone, if you're driving, you put your phone in the passenger seat, or you put it as far away in the car as you can. Even putting it 3 feet away from you makes a huge difference compared to having a phone held right up to your head. Think about it. What is the distance when you have a phone held up to your head? It's basically zero distance. You are getting the full power of the electromagnetic broadcast right into your skull. Or you might say, well, maybe you have a head that's, I don't know, 9 inches in diameter, whatever. So maybe it takes 4.5 inches for the signal to get to the innermost portion of your brain cells. And that's true, so that's some distance. But the outer part of your brain is right next to the phone. It's adjacent. It's touching it almost. If you're touching your ear, your brain obviously is almost right there. Maybe an inch and a half away or something like that. So holding a phone up to your ear is a kind of suicide. Literally, it's if you want brain tumors, just use a cell phone and hold it up to your ear. Because over time, that will give you brain cancer. And that's what's been proven by the science. If you don't want to die of brain cancer, never hold a phone up to your ear. Get a Bluetooth device. And even if you need to carry the phone with you, which I sometimes do, if I'm working on the ranch, I'm working outside, and I'm walking around, you know, I'm taking care of my goats or other animals, I will clip the phone to a pocket on my pants. So now the phone is not next to my head. It's actually next to my pelvis, which, of course, your pelvis doesn't have a bunch of brain cells in it, so you're not going to get brain tumors in your pelvis since you don't have a brain there. I don't know. I mean, given the Me Too movement, like Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, some men do seem to have their brain down close to that area, but that's a different subject we'll cover in a different podcast. For most people, they don't have their brain near their pelvis, so you're not going to get brain cancer that way. Does this make sense? All you're trying to do is create distance between the cell phone and your brain. Even if you just put your cell phone on the floor under your feet or near your feet and you're talking on a Bluetooth, that is orders of magnitude lower levels of electromagnetic exposure. It's all about creating distance. It's kind of like a good way to think about this is, you know how you have a, you ever been to a bonfire? You got a fire out in the woods. You're out camping or whatever. You got a fire there, right? Now, if you stand 10 feet away from that fire, you're probably okay, right? You're safe. You're not burning up. If you stand 3 feet away from that fire, it gets pretty hot. Might be a little bit too hot. Might start roasting your jeans. But if you go right up into the fire, put your hand on the fire, now you're going to get severe burns. Why is that? Because the fire is broadcasting heat energy in the same way that your cell phone is broadcasting electromagnetic energy, which is the inverse square distance rule. If you double your distance from a bonfire, you cut your exposure to bonfire heat by 4. If you triple your distance, it goes down to 1/9, and so on. See, the same thing is true, because the heat from a fire also broadcasts in a heat, you could literally call it a heat spectrum, or a heat portion of the spectrum, such as infrared. Fires actually broadcast infrared information, well, or electromagnetic frequencies. And it's heat energy. That's why you can buy infrared toasters, by the way. They actually use infrared to cook food. So just think about your cell phone as a kind of a bonfire. And do you want to put your hand in that bonfire? No. Do you want to stick your head right next to the bonfire? No. No, you probably don't want to do that. You want to keep a safe distance from the bonfire. Think about your cell phone as a fire and think about how far you want to be from that fire. That is the simplest, easiest way to really visualize this. And it's pretty scientifically accurate, by the way. So if you keep your distance and you can do it with a Bluetooth device, now you're safe. Bluetooth is not going to give you cancer. Bluetooth just doesn't have the power. It's weak. It's so weak that you walk, 75 feet away and it's gone. It's gone. So think about that. Hope this has been good information for you. Always try to help you stay safe and tell you the truth about the threats to your health and threats to your safety that do exist in our modern world. And cell phone radiation is a big issue. And I believe that we are facing a generation, actually two generations now, of citizens who are going to be mass diagnosed with brain cancer tumors. And also, by the way, eyesight problems and posture problems, because they all have like mobile phone neck, always looking down at their phones all day. Their eyesight's getting destroyed and they're getting brain cancer tumors. So, a lot of these people won't realize it until 20 years from now when it's really, really bad. But think about like the Roman Empire, they built their aqueducts using lead. And they lead poisoned all their own people, but they thought it was awesome at first until the lead poisoning kicked in. Everybody went insane and had mental illness, and the collapse of the Roman Empire commenced. We haven't learned much. We're still mass poisoning our people now through radiation, and it's going to cause brain tumors. So avoid that. It's very simple. Just use the technique that I mentioned here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And also, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science.
the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.